Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We are on Wednesday, March 10th, 2010. And for the midweek update this Wednesday and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturdays, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And as always, we have a fabulous show in store for you. We have some really great articles today for Minutes on Your Money, plus the Millionaire Minute, of which I forgot to do over the weekend. I don't know how that happened. It just kind of worked out that way. And also, we want to talk about this week's show coming up. I am so excited. Our Investor's Edge segment for Saturday's broadcast, which, by the way, this week's key, I can't believe it, we're on the 11th key. We just have two more to go after this week, and we're done. So how has your path to financial independence been throughout this season? Send us an email, will you, and let us know how your path has grown. Just simply send us an email at path@unlockyourwealth.com, path@unlockyourwealth.com, because I'd love to read some of your success stories on the air, and if you're having some challenges, maybe we can talk about what those challenges are on the air and be able to help you overcome whatever those issues are that are keeping you and your family from becoming financially independent. And this week, we have Bill Barnett for our Investor's Edge guest to help us get there. I'm so excited. He is a national best-selling real estate author. He wrote, Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? The Amazingly Simple Way to Make Millions in Real Estate. He has been a full-time real estate investor for the last 13 years. And for the past 9 years, he's also been a trainer, speaker, and consultant on real estate investment property. He says he's been interviewed over 150 times, lots of radio, been quoted in the LA Times, Washington Post, and Miami Herald, just to name a few. And he is going to add to his list of credentials the Unlock Your Wealth radio program this Saturday. And he is going to talk about specifically the new HUD law, which was passed a couple of years ago, that the buyers that the government is trying to protect are the very buyers that are going to actually be hurt by this. But it creates a competitive advantage for banks and mortgage companies, but it directly hurts the investor. So I'm so excited to have him on to talk about this. So you'll have to tune in this Saturday for sure. As always, we will be checking in with our protege for this season. Our Unlock Your Wealth protege is the famous NASCAR race car driver, Stephen Light, and we will find out how he is doing on his path to financial independence as he still continues the search for a sponsor. He's had a couple opportunities to drive, but money certainly is tight. And he's had to make a few lifestyle changes And we're going to check in with him this Saturday and see how he's doing along his path to financial independence. So this week on Minutes on Your Money, I have some really nifty articles. Wouldn't it be great to already be a millionaire by the time you graduate from college? Wouldn't that just be like super cool? Could that be you? If you are a college student, this is probably an article you want to be paying attention to. And from the Financially Fit series at Yahoo Finance, Helen Kother and Melanie Lindner write valuable lessons from preternatural wealth builders. American philosopher Eric Hoffer said, "If society is to preserve stability and a degree of continuity, it must know how to keep its adolescents from imposing their tastes, attitudes, values, and fantasies on everyday life." These gals write, "Too bad that Hoffer never met Jamie Murray Wells, because in 2004, while studying for final exams at the University of West England, Wells, then age 21, went shopping for a pair of prescription glasses. He was not amused by the 150-pound price tag," which, for those of you who have been to England, one of our dollars is like 50 cents a day. So 150 pounds is like 300 bones to us. So imagine $300 for a pair of glasses. He decided to funnel his $2,000 student loan into what would become Glasses Direct, a London-based online retailer that now generates $5 million in annual revenue. Now, he is part of an elite club of preternational natural wealth builders who managed to cobble million-dollar enterprises before they graduated from college. This simple idea of not overpaying for his eyeglasses created an empire before he even graduated. What an awesome idea. This million-dollar measure refers to either total revenue generated or the value of the enterprise built, as opposed to the size of the total profit pile. So that's no mean feat for any entrepreneur, let alone one who can barely buy a drink legally in the United States. But imagine this. They have featured at Yahoo Finance 9 entrepreneurs. 6 of them are from the U.S. and 3 are from the United Kingdom, who started a business, some by the tender age of only 15, and one kid before he broke the double digits. Some of these wonder kings, like Wells, identified problems and created companies to solve them. Others turned their hobbies into money-making ventures. Some teamed up with friends, siblings, and mentors, and others plowed ahead on their own. But their common thread, their singular focus, and their young financial savvy and the optimism and confidence to wrest financing from seasoned investors. So I want to feature a couple of these while we have some time, because this is exactly what we talk about when we talk about approaching finance, how important our attitude and our perspective is. And I'm so excited about a new book coming out, and I will probably tell you more this Saturday if I have all of the details, but I'm really excited about a project I've participated in that will help you along these lines. So I'm pretty excited. So anyway, so let's talk about this kid, Jamie Murray Wells, who didn't want to pay 300 bones for a pair of eyeglasses. 4 retailers in the United Kingdom dominated the prescription glasses market and all relied on pricey retail stores to move their merchandise. He figured that he could move the entire purchasing process online. All he needed was a factory to make the lenses, assemble them with frames, and package them. He would then ship them to the shoppers, who would simply email or mail in their prescriptions and pay for the glasses online. Without the costly infrastructure of brick-and-mortar enterprises, Wells could sell glasses for about one-tenth the price of the established brick-and-mortar players. So a nifty new business model isn't nearly enough to launch a thriving company, let alone when you're 21 and have no track record. He says, I was knocking on the door of an industry and saying, hey, the way that you're selling glasses is wrong and I've got a better idea. You can't imagine that he was embraced with open arms. But luckily, he had friends and family members who agreed to put up a few thousand pounds to help him get started. And he didn't disappoint them. In the first year, Glasses Direct revenue topped $2 million. And unlike many zealous entrepreneurs, he figured out how to manage his cash flow to bootstrap the business. The company took credit card payments up front, but he didn't pay his suppliers for another month, so he got terms on the back end. He used part of the float to hire a PR firm to hype his low-cost strategy. The next year, he turned to professional angel investors. And with some investors, he just simply walked into a meeting with a sales graph and let it do the selling for him. As demand grew, he raised $34 million in venture capital from the likes of Highland Capital, Index Ventures, and Munich-based Acton Capital Partners, and he said that this should tide him over until he turns his first profit. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. This is crazy, crazy. Here's the key that he felt made him more successful than the rest. Wells believed his age and inexperience is what helped him. Having a young founder helps to add a lot of personality to a business. He says, still, you can't cover your payroll with personality. Goodness knows, I know that all too well. Recognizing his limitations, which is a tough and sometimes bitter pill to swallow for many entrepreneurs, because our ego can be a double-edged sword. While that fuels our fire to go out and be independent, this falls into actually one of our keys. Knowledge is power. Not knowing is powerful. He identified his limitations, and he sought out mentors, including ophthalmologist David Spalton and David Maliana, who was a marketing guru who helped him bag the 2012 Summer Olympic Games for London. So while Spalton lent credibility with the eye care community, Maliana worked with Wells on getting the word out about Glasses Direct. And, you know, Wells says, and I really like this, as an entrepreneur, it's a lot easier than you think to reach out to people. On the flip side, entrepreneurs love to be written to and asked for their advice. He says, if your question is appropriate for them and they're emotionally interested in you, you'll get a letter back. And you'll get to meet them for coffee. So how awesome is that? I have more stories just like Wells coming up. But first, it's time to check in with the ever-popular sponsors for our fabulous midweek update here on the Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio Show. So stay tuned. We'll be back with more of these young entrepreneurs right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twoforthroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420, or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, driver of the number 14 Office Depot Old Spice Chevrolet, and you're listening to Heather Wagenhall's on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the midweek update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you. Before the break, we were talking about some young entrepreneurs. And I want to tell you about one more before we move into the Millionaire Minute. And there's one more kid that I really liked because I thought this was so cool. This kid, Fraser Doherty, while his fellow mini moguls were making a mint on the internet, can we have some alliteration, please? Fraser was doing things the old-fashioned way. He was 14, and in 2002, he started making jams from his grandmother's recipe in his parents' kitchen in Scotland. Neighbors and church friends loved them. As the word spread, he received orders faster than he could fill them. So he leased a space at a 200-person food processing factory several days a month. By the age of 16, he left school to work on his jams full-time. In early 2007, Waitrose, which is a high-end supermarket in the UK, came knocking on his door, and within months, there were super jam jars on the shelves of 184 Waitrose stores. He borrowed $10,000 from a bank to cover his general expenses and more factory time to produce three flavors: blueberry and black currant, rhubarb and ginger, and cranberry and raspberry. So spreading the word, last year he ramped up his company's marketing efforts, printing 50 million coupons in newspapers across the United Kingdom. He also ran a promotion in the Sun newspaper offering readers a free jar of jam. They were very good moves because Super Jam revenues hit $1.2 million in it last year, and he was flat from the prior year. But Doherty's retailers now include other UK chains, Asda, Walmart, Morrisons, and Tesco. And this year he plans to introduce three new flavors. He remains the company's only full-time employee, although he hired three part-time staffers to hand out samples in grocery stores. Within the next 4 months, he hopes to produce mini jars for airlines, hotels, and gift boxes. Based on a reasonable valuation multiple of one-time revenue jelly maker J.M. Smucker, which generally trades between 1 and 1.5 times revenues, Doherty's debt-free stake in his company is worth between $1 and $2 million. And as for taking Super Jam up a notch, he asserts that his supply chain and operations can safely scale to meet heavier demand. He says, "We're sticking with what works," says the entrepreneur, now 21 years old. Can you imagine that? He's been in business for 7 years, and he is just now legally able to have an adult beverage. I'm blown away. And I'm so inspired and refreshed by that. How cool is that? Can you imagine having a debt-free company that you've operated for 7 years, and all he ever borrowed was $10,000 after he was already going? If this doesn't get you all riled up and excited about the possibilities of what you can do, you probably don't have a pulse, because I am so inspired by that. Because imagine you, with all your wisdom and life experience, think about the possibilities of what you can do. So many people focus on what they can't do. Don't tell me what you can't do. Tell me what you can do. Because remember, Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're probably right. So remember how we always work on our affirmations. You need to start focusing on your affirmations, because remember, what you think about, you bring about. And to give us some food for thought, yes, it's that time again for our Millionaire Minute. In this segment, we crawl into the top heads of many top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now, today. And our foundation for millionaires starts with these 10 traits of a millionaire. Number one, they show up early and they stay late. Arriving early is a sign of respect for the party you are meeting with. Additionally, it will give you extra travel time for those unforeseen traffic issues. Arriving early and staying late afford people the opportunity to make connections and have potentially deeper conversation than when an event is typically in full swing. Number two, they are always open to coaching. Millionaires are hungry to learn, so they are always willing to hear another perspective, which just may lead them to the next bright idea they have. Number three, they are consistent. They create a routine and stick with it. It is what makes people reliable, and friends and customers appreciate reliability. Number four, they follow up. Whenever they meet someone, have an email or a message, they make sure that they always follow up, whether or not they are interested in a particular product or service. And come on, folks, it's just common courtesy. Number five, they do ordinary things that others are unwilling or unable to do. Things like being consistent, following up, and even taking out the trash if they have to. Most millionaires are not just the leader of their organization, but it is not beneath them to remove refuse, clean up, and assist another when it doesn't directly relate to what they have going on. Number six, they have a vision beyond the weekend. Millionaires are not thinking about how they are going to spend their next paycheck and on how many rounds of drinks they will buy for their friends. They are concerned with the fulfillment of their dreams. Number seven, millionaires do what they say they are going to do. If they commit to a plan of action, they do it. Millionaires are the ones who can make deals on handshakes, and you know it's a good deal. Number eight, millionaires make decisions quickly and change them slowly. They analyze information and make decisions based on that information they have because they know that hesitating and not making a decision is truly still making a decision. They also know that some things take time to come to fruition, so they are more likely to weather the storm when they are committed to seeing their goals come to realization. Number nine, they understand that by serving others, they also serve themselves. The invisible hand theory in economics. When you uplift others, so too shall you rise. And number 10, they live with integrity. They are not fragmented. The way a person treats their spouse is the way they will treat their colleagues, their friends, their neighbors, their children. Just watch and see. Now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way and watch how differently people will respond to you. Create some affirmations from these tools as well. And that is your Millionaire Minute. I am so excited about this week's broadcast. We are going to have so much fun on Saturday. I'm totally excited about our guest coming on for Investor's Edge. Again, Bill Barnett's going to be joining us. We have so many great things to talk about. How about discounts in 140 characters or less? Also on Minutes on Your Money, old banks, new lending tricks. Yes, some lenders have not given up on their risky financial products, and wouldn't you know it, there are a slew of new ones waiting in the wings just for you, the unsuspecting bank consumer. Million-dollar businesses that you have never heard of. We'll talk about some interesting avenues that have created wealth for others. We have all of that, plus Stephen Light, our Unlock Your Wealth protege, and also News by the Numbers. We also have your Millionaire Minute, and I promise to make sure that you have that, and the ever-popular trivia question. If you want to get a leg up on the trivia question, let me tell you how it's done. Our trivia question is always based on a previous broadcast. So if you are new to the broadcast, you must become an avid listener in order to possibly answer and win the fabulous prizes we have available at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation for our trivia question winners. In addition to that, you can also get a leg up on it. How do you do that? Simply by subscribing to the e-zine. Our illustrious, ever-popular, effervescent, intelligent, and articulate News by the Numbers segment host, Karen Gurm, also publishes a weekly e-zine. And if you are a subscriber, guess what? You will receive the trivia question along with other tips, tricks, tools, news, and information to help you along your path to financial independence. And it comes before the Saturday broadcast. How fabulous is that? So all you have to do to become a subscriber, you can do it one of three ways. Scroll down to the bottom of the show page at Blog Talk Radio and drop your email address in, or surf on over to our website, www.unlockyourwealth.com, and you can subscribe to the e-zine from our show. Also, you can send us simply an email and just say e-zine at unlockyourwealth.com and then subscribe. Also, we have coming up, I just wanted to say, one of our show listeners has Financial Fitness for Life, and she's offering a free webinar. All you got to do is surf on over for this free webinar at financialfitnessforlife.ning.com. And she is creating an unstoppable Financial Fitness for Life campaign. So join her. It is free. And we will look forward to seeing you and chatting again on Saturday. You have been listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And here's to your financial independence.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America is the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.